Hey guys, this is Mike Badano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks on 365 Sportscast Radio Network.
Hey guys, welcome back to Sarcastic Remarks. Along with Chris Chambers, I am Ryan Chambers, and we are doing this PGR very late.
Yeah.
Honestly, probably for a very good reason, though, at the same time. So it just so happened that Chris and I's schedule is just absolutely insane right now. Chris had a date. I had work stuff that I had to do. But, you know, honestly, after that game, Chris, I felt like it was good to step back and think on it for a little bit before we overreact emotionally. What do you think?
Yeah, I think most people wouldn't have wanted to watch a podcast about that game anyway.
Right. So maybe we won't even entitle this a PGR. Maybe we'll just call it something else when we throw it on our RSS.
Well, we got to keep it consistent.
Right. So okay, so Stars lost on Saturday night. We're recording this on Monday night. With the final score of 5-0, which was a very underwhelming, you know, score, considering we were expecting a more exciting game. And a lot of people were hoping that with as bad as the Stars are doing right now, that this Stanley Cup final rematch would get the Stars into gear. And obviously that wasn't the case.
No, it did not. Offensively, they looked decent, especially in the first period. But defensively, it was atrocious. It was awful.
Well, and it was just it just seemed like a couple of things that just we always find some way to lose with one thing or another, and it just and sometimes it might be our power play, and sometimes it might be our goaltending, and other times it might be penalty kill. We can't, you know, whatever. And last night it just seemed like it was a culmination of multiple different things. So, like, over the course of this, you know, we won two out of 12 games we've won. And it just seemed like out of those 12 games, those 10 that we lost, it seemed like there was, like, one thing that we could point to be like, okay, it was a lack of urgency, or they weren't skating, or the power play didn't work, or the penalty kill didn't work, or the goaltending was kind of eh. It was all of those on Saturday.
Yeah, this game was everything. It was all of it. Everything sucked. Yeah, and we didn't have any big players to help pull us out of it either. Like, again, we keep talking about injuries, but that's definitely a thing. Like, you can't ignore it, so.
Well, and we talked
about,
and
it was literally everything. Like, it was power play, it was penalty kill, it was 5-on-5, it was literally everything, so.
And again, it was, we didn't play a full 60 minutes.
Well, we played barely 10.
Well, in the first period, I thought we played okay.
The first period was decent, yes.
We were down 1-0. And
it felt like we could have been up 1-0.
Right, exactly. So it's, again, one of those periods where we felt like we outperformed our opponent, but it didn't show that way on the scoreboard. And then when Cirelli got that shorthanded goal, that just...
Game was over. That was it. Stars are done.
And it was that feeling of, oh, crap, here we go again. And I haven't felt like this since – and I know we went 1-7-1 last year. But I haven't felt it like that since 2 years ago. And that was when we were, you know, not doing too hot. You know, even though we won against Nashville in the first round in the playoffs 2 years ago, that there was just something about that team and the difference between last year's team. So the 2 years ago team versus the 1 year ago team. The 1 year ago team in the playoffs, it felt like there was always something that we could do to get that extra spark, get that goal when we needed it, get that save when we needed it. And I didn't feel anxious about a game. But as soon as we went down 1-0, I got really anxious. Like, something bad's about to happen.
That's the difference between watching a winning team and watching a losing team. Like, when the shorthanded goal went in, I was like, oh, okay, the game's over. But, like, in the playoffs last season, I wouldn't have thought that at all. I would have thought, like, we're still very much in this game. But since we've been playing awful, I've kind of reverted into losing team fan mode. And, like, after a shorthanded goal to begin the second after you were doing decent, like, that's kind of a killer.
Well, and it seemed to be that like the reason, and I put this up on Twitter, the reason why this sucks so bad and why it really sucks is because we had expectations for this team, right?
In this game especially.
Well, and especially this game, even though that we've been on a giant losing streak and we've been sucking it up, and let me rephrase that. We've been sucking it up in certain aspects of the game, but we haven't been winning. The thing that we needed. Yeah. Okay. So if we didn't have expectations for this team, then and we were expected not to make the playoffs, then you know the Stars fans would feel okay about it, especially those of us that are hardcore fans like you and me. We'd be like, okay, that's fine. This is a rebuilding year. We will get there eventually again. But with the players that we have, and specifically the old players that we have.
Yeah, this is not a rebuilding
team. This is not a good thing. This is really not a good thing. And as soon as that second goal went in, it completely deflation. And then, as goals were being scored, Twitter exploded, Facebook exploded, Instagram exploded. And it's just like, all right, time to tear this team down, time to fire Bonus, time to get rid of such and such. What do you think this player's value is if we go and trade him to this team? And what do you think we can get? Can we get Line A, or can we get whoever? Yeah.
The big reaction like that is like we said, it's the combination of we felt like this team should have been good to start, even without our good players, and we had expectations for this game. That the team would step up in this game because it was that Stanley Cup rematch. And both of those expectations were exploded in this game. Like, it wasn't close. We didn't play good at all. we were humiliated. We were shown that we were not on their level at all. At least in the Florida games, we could play with them. We could not play with Tampa Bay. It wasn't close at all.
Right.
So that's what caused that big uproar. And, like, again, I don't know if it's warranted yet. I keep leaning more towards that every game. This game pushed me more than the other games did, but yeah, it's bad. It's not good.
So a lot of people are saying that that Bonus needs to be fired.
I think that's an appropriate response. I mean, if the team is doing this bad when they should be a decent team, that's something that you can do to change things up. Like, there's honestly a trade right now, I think, is an awful idea with the expansion draft coming up, with the older players that we have. Who are we going to trade? We have so many no movement clauses. I think a trade's a stupid idea. I think the only thing you could do is to fire the coach, even if you do anything. I'm not saying that's the right decision. I'm not saying it's Bone's fault. I'm just saying if management wants to do something, that's the only thing they can do. So I wouldn't disagree with the decision to do it. It would obviously shake things up and might even work. It's been working recently in the NHL for whatever reason. But it's especially hard because Bones is a player's coach. Like, everybody likes him. Like, people like playing for Bones because he's a good guy from everything I've heard.
He's a good guy, right. Yeah, regardless of what you think, he's a good person. Yeah,
he's obviously a good person. We all know
he's
that.
He's not a John Tortorella or a Mike Babcock or any of those kind of coaches. He's a good guy. But the thing is that unlike John Tortorella, he doesn't have an edge to him.
Well, he does. Like, you see it on the bench.
Well, sort of. And I think the most we've seen, especially in front of the media, was when Dobby missed practice. He was late to practice. And he was just like, I've got rules and you better follow them. And that was the most that we saw,
I disagree with that. I feel like he's got an edge. Like, to bench your starting goalie who's been playing awesome, and then to, like, the way he, like, screams at refs, like, all the time, like, I love that crap. So I think he's definitely got an edge. I just don't think, like, something's not working, right? That's my only issue. So I wouldn't say he's doing anything wrong specifically, but something is not functioning correctly. This is almost the same team that took the Tampa Bay Lightning, who were barely injured, to 6 games. When we had nobody on our team left. We were starting rookies who had played like a handful of NHL games. So the team's not that different. The team is still good if last season is correct, which I don't think you can go to the Stanley Cup final on a fluke. And something's got to change. And we can't get our good players back yet, so the only something I think that's left is either a trade or the coach to change, and I've already said why I don't like a trade.
Well, and I like how you mentioned the word fluke, because like weeks after Tampa won the Stanley Cup, lots of media members were not necessarily saying and coming out and saying this, but kind of insinuating that the Stars' run to the Stanley Cup final was a fluke, and that we got lucky. And in some ways, we did get lucky, but you don't get lucky as a bad team.
Yeah, you still have to be a good team. You have to be a top 10 team at least to get to the Stanley Cup final. Even if we're completely lucky, we could be 100% lucky, which we totally weren't, and we still could have gone. Because, like, we went and we took them to six with nobody left on our team. And the players who were playing best were playing injured, way more injured than the Lightning were. Mm-hmm. We saw that in the after-action report. I use finger quotes. But, yeah, so I think that's bullcrap. I think this team is good. We're missing great players, but we still shouldn't be this bad. So I think firing Bones is a decent idea. It's better than doing nothing, which is what Nil's doing right now.
I don't think it's the right decision right now. And the thing is
so you just do nothing and let him write it out?
I see. I don't know what the solution is, though. But I don't think that firing Bones is the solution. Because, you know, as much as people want to say, oh, it's his fault that it's ultimately his fault that the team is sucking it up, it's not 100% his fault.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying something's got to change. It doesn't have to be the thing that's wrong that changes for stuff to move around, okay, right?
That's a good point, yeah.
Like, in baseball, like, you go smaller. Baseball, a guy is in a slump. He changes weights on his bat by 1 ounce to try and break a slump. Or, like, you saw there was a funny video. Bryce Harper cut up his batting gloves, and then he went without batting gloves because he was in a slump. Like, that stuff doesn't actually change how you're batting. It's like a mental thing. So a big jog like that could change things up for the team. So that's all it is. I don't think Bones is doing anything specifically wrong. I personally don't think he's a great coach, and I've said that, but, like, I don't think it's his fault.
He can I rephrase it? He's not a good head coach. He's a great assistant, I would say.
I think he's a decent head coach.
Do you think he's a great assistant coach?
Oh, I think he's a great assistant coach, yeah. But I think he's a good head coach. I just disagree with the way he does stuff.
So here's the other thing that bothered me about the game. So we questioned a decision that he made in the game before, right? He made a time he, you know, whatever. Again, there was another instance where I thought that he should have called a timeout, and he didn't. And he never called the timeout, right?
Yeah. Well, that's just Bones. Like, he doesn't use the timeout, right?
Yeah, but when you're especially in a game like this, when you're expecting a different result, you're expecting, you know, your team to perform better. When was the right time to make the timeout? And I have an answer, but what's your answer?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a good one, honestly. Maybe after the short, if I'm being super aggressive, maybe after the shorthanded goal. But honestly, there wasn't really, like, back-to-back goals at any time, which is when you would normally use it in the middle of a game. But
my thing was, it should have been called after the third goal.
Maybe.
There should have been a timeout. Dobby should have been taken out, because that third goal, regardless of
Dobby
whether
it's
regardless of whether it's Stamkos or not, because he was the one that scored the goal. It was not. Well, it wasn't Stamkos. Stamkos scored the last one. Okay, whoever scored the third goal, it was Braden Point. It was not a shot that Dobby couldn't stop. That should have been stopped by Dobby. I'm not saying that this game is his fault at all. It's not. Like, that second goal was great play by Cirelli. And same thing with the first goal. They're both good things. But that third goal, that's when, you know, the momentum was already headed in Tampa Bay's favor, right? 2-0. That was a huge sucker punch. That third one was the final punch in the gut. And if you wanted any sort of chance to win this game, you needed to take him out.
And like you said, it's not because
time. That is the exact time that he should have called the timeout. Let everybody chillax for a second, sit there and yell at his players to get their butts in the gear and take Dobby out. Because even on the fifth goal, that was another shot that Dobby, it was still a better goal than the third goal, but that's still one that he normally gets.
Yeah. So, like you said, it's not 100% Dobby's fault that they were down 3-0. We obviously couldn't score a freaking goal, but it's the same thing we were talking about. Why firing the coach might be a good thing. You got to change something.
The momentum.
You got to do something to change the momentum. And right now, overall in the season, the momentum is going the wrong way. And in that game, the momentum was very much going the wrong way.
So now here's the other thing I want to talk about. They in the post game with Brian Ray and Seve, which they do a great job, by the way. Shout out to those two guys. They do an awesome job, especially Brian. Ever since he's come in, I've loved his commentary, and he's kind of built up some chemistry with Seve. They're kind of funny sometimes.
I really like just real quick on that. I really like the way like Brian kind of stays out of the way and lets Seve do most of the breakdown-y stuff. Mm-hmm. I really like the. Like, he doesn't try and break stuff down because he's not a hockey player.
He doesn't try too hard. Yeah, he gets the perspective of the hockey player. Good. Yeah. Anyways, so they do a great job. But they talked about the statistical analysis between the 1-7-1 start from last year and the 1-5-3 start from this year. And the
start after the first four wins.
Yes, after the first four wins. Start. Yes. So, yeah, okay. Start. So not including the first four games. Those don't count. That was against Nashville and Detroit. Okay, whatever. I'm talking about the recent past games, and it's very eerily scary how similar those numbers are. And I thought about that, and I was just like, okay, maybe that means that they're going to be able to dig themselves out of this hole. Okay, here's the difference, though. When we had that 1-7-1 start, we had excuses for that. Okay, one of the things was Pavelski was getting used to his surroundings, and we also had Bishop and Sagan at that point. We had players that could pull us out of that hole. We don't have those guys right now. So my question is do we pull ourselves out of this? And if we do pull ourselves out of this, who pulls us out?
I think a more important question is, does it matter if we can? Like, there's less games. There's 56. There's not 82. Like, I think we're going to run out of time. This is what we were talking about in the preseason podcast, right? We can't have the bad start that we had last year. There's not enough games to come back from it. I don't know if there's going to be enough hockey games to come back from it. Like, Sagan and Ben aren't going to come back soon enough. They're not going to come back at full power to use Dragon Ball Z stuff. But
Kamehameha!
Exactly. But, like, they're not going to make enough difference quickly. It's going to take them about a month to get back to full form, I'd say. And I think we're out of time by then. Like, I know we just got to make the playoffs, but Chicago's looking good. Like, Chicago is looking like they're going to take a spot.
Well, that DeBrinket Kane combo, which is normally the Kane-Taves combo, all of a sudden seems to click on all cylinders right now.
And just the way that I love watching them play. They just work so hard. It's an awesome team to watch. But well, yeah, and it looks like we got to beat them is what it looks like. Either them or Columbus. And yep. Looking at it right now,
I think it's Chicago. And that's scary because, honestly, DeBrinket, I love DeBrinket because he's a small guy. So he's like us, where he's a small dude. He's like 5'8", 5'9", I think, playing in the NHL. So, I mean, that's awesome. But I don't know if we can pull ourselves out of this, Chris. I really don't. Now, the nice thing about all of these games and what's awesome about these games is I think we can pull ourselves out of this. And for one reason
only. You just totally contradicted yourself.
I know. Let me rephrase it. If we have a chance to... Oh, shut up.
I don't think we can pull ourselves out of this. But now, let me tell you. I think we can pull ourselves out of this.
I want to believe we can pull ourselves out of this. If we can pull ourselves out of this, the only reason why we can is because we're playing divisional opponents. So these games are not two-point games. They're four-point games. So all of these opponents that we have games still against, we need to be able to beat. And honestly, we need to win 70% of the games, 60-70% of the remaining games. And this is the last day, you know, that we have a 2-day break between games. And then you and I are going to be really busy. especially on the weekends. Because there's a game every Saturday and every Sunday for like the next 5 or 6 weeks.
That's so awesome.
Yep. It is going to be fun. It's going to be fun, but at the same time, it might not be fun if the Stars aren't performing well. So, last question, and we'll kind of wrap this up. The word of the day, it seemed like, coming out of the press conferences at the end of the game was the word self-reflection. So what do you think the Stars need to self-reflect on in order to get themselves continue to get going in the season, to get going again?
Oh, you're back?
Oh, did I mess up?
Yeah, it went away.
All right, long story short, Bones said that self-reflection is needed. What do we need to self-reflect on as the Stars?
They need to look at their paychecks and see how much money they're getting paid to skate around on ice and hit rubber into twine and figure out how to motivate themselves to actually skate faster and harder.
We need to at least
show some work ethic. Like, you see Chicago, they're getting paid way less than these guys, and they're working their butts off to try and make it in the NHL, and it's working out awesome for them. That's why it's so much fun to watch. It's just a bunch of kids trying to prove that they are NHL hockey players. And pretty much all of them have done it. Like, they're all playing great. It's a deep team with four lines that can roll at you all the time that will always work hard and forecheck you hard for the puck every single time. Find that, or don't take such a big paycheck.
Right. Okay. Anything else you wanted to say before we close up?
Yeah, I'm going to keep going on that. The Stars were known as, like, the team that everyone hated to play against. Right? You heard that a lot last season. Like, I want to be the guy nobody likes playing against. Well, right now, it looks like a lot of fun to play against the Dallas Stars. Like, a lot of fun. Like, you can just go out there and throw up 5 points, come from behind in the third period when you're down 2 goals. Like, it looks like a lot of fun to play against the Dallas Stars. So, go find that I want to be the guy it's hard to play against. Because right now, they don't have it. Like, none of them. None of them look hard to play against. It looks pretty freaking easy.
I think the solution is you simplify the game. You simplify the game. Do the little stuff right.
Yeah, throw hits and forecheck. That's like, if you can't score a goal, at least I'll muscle them.
Yeah, seriously. So, all right. Along with Chris, I'm Ryan Chambers. Thank y'all for tuning in to Sarcastic Remarks today. You can follow us on Twitter and at Starcastic R and Instagram at Starcastic Remarks Podcast, and you can also like us on Facebook. And we will be back with you guys tomorrow night as we hopefully get revenge on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Real quick, Chris, who starts tomorrow?
Oh, shoot. I don't know, dude. I'm not the coach. Don't
Otter.
Ask me.
Otter's going to get the start.
All right, I'll just agree with you, Dobby.
All right, guys, good night, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side.